The Lazy Girl and the Diligent Girl. There was a house in a faraway village. A house where lived a husband and a wife. Both of them had one daughter each from their previous marriage. The wife loved her daughter a lot. She gave her new clothes to wear and never asked her to do any work. Her daughter thus became very lazy. She would sit around all day doing nothing but admiring herself. On the other hand, the wife treated her stepdaughter very poorly.
Why are you sitting here? Get up and clean the house.
But mother, I cleaned the house just this morning.
Don't argue with me. Just do as I say.
Yes, mother.
The wife would make her do all the work, and yet the girl never complained. She would do the same work over and over again and never get tired. Her father watched it all. His heart ached for his daughter, but he could not do anything. Over time, he had become too weak and stayed unwell.
My sweet daughter, I am so sorry. I can't give you anything.
No, father, don't be sorry. You loved and cared for me all my life. It's my turn now to take care of you. I will work and earn a lot of money. This is a difficult time for us. It will be over soon.
The wife was quietly listening to all of this.
Why didn't I think of it? I should send her out and make her work with a wealthy family. I will send her away to earn money, and whatever she earns will be mine. Me and my daughter will then have the life I always wanted. You are right. Your father stays ill a lot, you know. And then there are other expenses. Why don't you go out and work with a wealthy family? You could be a good servant.
How dare you? Why don't you send your daughter instead?
Though I would, but you know that she is always worried about her pretty hands and her tiny feet. She will lose her beauty if she works. Besides, your daughter isn't that beautiful anyway. Letting her off to do work won't do any harm. It's decided then. Tomorrow morning, you will leave to look for work with a wealthy family.
Oh, what does she know about beauty? You don't have to work, my child.
No, father, I want to work. Nothing comes out of neglecting our duties. Don't worry, you have taught me well. I know one day my efforts will be rewarded.
Next morning, the girl was ready to leave. She would look for work with a wealthy family. Her stepmother did not give any food or water for the journey, but the girl didn't mind.
Take good care of yourself, my child. And remember, never say no to anyone asking for help. And be diligent. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart.
Yes, I will remember that, father.
And the daughter left. She walked from hill to hill, but she found nothing. She walked for days, but didn't see anybody. And yet she didn't lose hope. She remembered what her father had said.
Never say no to anyone asking for help. And be diligent. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart.
Right now, I have to focus on finding work. That's what I have to do, and I will do it with all my heart. No matter how long it takes, I will not give up.
A little ahead, she came across a talking tree. It was completely dried up.
Hello, girl. You seem to be going somewhere. Will you help me in getting rid of my dry branches? I will do you a good deed in return.
Oh, of course.
The girl then climbed up and broke all the dry branches with her hands. She didn't stop till the tree was completely clean of dry twigs and ready to grow new leaves and fruits. The tree thanked her, and the girl walked ahead. A little further, she found a dying vine. Just beside the vine was a strange-looking spade. The vine spoke to the girl.
Hello? Will you plow near my roots? I will do you a good deed in return.
The girl took the spade and began to plow. She plowed and plowed till her palms were sore.
Oh, your hands must hurt.
That's all right. They will heal. You were in need and I had to help you.
The vine thanked her, and the girl walked ahead. A little further, she came across a broken oven, and it called out for her.
Little girl, will you clean me and make me tidy? I will do you a good deed in return.
The girl saw that the oven had a lot of cracks. She thought for a while. She then brought some mud and mixed it with her feet. She then used that mud to cover all the cracks. The oven was now as new as ever.
Thank you, but your hands and feet got dirty.
That's all right. I can clean them with some water. You were in need, and I had to help you.
The girl then walked ahead. A little further, she came across a broken well, and it spoke to her.
Oh, hello! Will you take out the stale water and make me tidy? I will do you a good deed in return.
The girl drew out all the stale water and scrubbed the well clean.
Your clothes are all ruined.
That's all right. I can clean them. You were in need, and I had to help you.
The well thanked her, and the girl walked ahead. A little further, she heard a cute little voice. It was a dog. The dog was muddy and had long hair.
Will you trim my hair and give me a bath at the river? I will do you a good deed in return.
And the girl did the same. The dog now looked happy and healthy. She thanked the girl. The girl washed herself at the river and walked ahead. Soon, it grew dark. She came across a house. There lived 7 fairies.
Sorry to disturb you, but it's dark outside. Can I stay here for the night?
Where are you going?
I'm looking for some work.
Is that so? Why don't you work here? There are 7 rooms. You will have to clean all the 6 rooms every day. But remember, never enter the 7th room. Do you agree?
Oh, I am so grateful. Thank you. I will do as you say.
And so the girl did. She woke up every day and cleaned all the 6 rooms. She never looked at the 7th room. A year passed, and the girl had earned enough money. She wished to return to her ailing father.
Before you leave, tell us, why weren't you curious about the 7th room?
My father taught me to always follow my duty. For as long as I worked here, my duty was to obey you.
We are pleased with your honesty, child. Your diligence has impressed us. Come with me. It's time for your reward.
The fairies took the girl to the 7th room. There inside were heaps of gold and silver coins.
Go and roll over those coins. Whatever sticks to you is yours.
The girl did as asked. She rolled over in the heap of gold coins, and then in the heap of silver coins. She shone like a star as all the coins stuck to her. She waved goodbye to the fairies and left. On her way back, she found the dog she had bathed. The dog now had long pearls instead of hair.
Come, girl. You helped me when I was in need. Come and take as many pearls as you want.
The girl wrapped the string of pearls around her hands, legs, and neck. She thanked the dog and walked away. A little further, she found the well she had cleaned.
Come, girl! You helped me when I was in need. Come, drink water and quench your thirst.
There, many jugs kept near the well for travelers. The girl took a jug, filled it with water, and drank to her heart's content. She thanked the well and walked away. A little further, she found the oven she had mended.
Come, girl. You helped me when I was in need. Come eat this fresh bread and cake.
So the girl ate as much as she wanted and carried some for her father. She then thanked the oven and walked away. A little further, she found the vine she had plowed.
Come, girl. You helped me when I was in need. Come drink this fresh wine.
And so the girl drank as much as she wanted and took some for her father. She thanked the vine and walked away. A little further, she found the tree she had helped. The tree was green as ever and bore fresh pears.
Come, girl. You helped me when I was in need. Come and eat these fresh pears.
And so the girl ate as much as she wanted and plucked some for her father. She thanked the tree and walked away. As she returned home, she was happy to see her father. He wasn't ill anymore and was waiting for her at the door. She ran to him and hugged him tight. When the mother came, she was shocked to see the husband healthy and the daughter wealthy. She was covered from head to toe in gold and silver and much more. Ignoring the mother, the father and his daughter walked inside. The stepmother realized that her husband will not let her have anything. She immediately called out to her daughter and asked her to go look for work in a wealthy family.
Listen now, you. You have to earn more than her. I have faith in you. She got pearls. You will get me rubies.
The daughter waved goodbye and began to walk. She hadn't walked long when she came across a tree which was completely dried up. The tree asked her to help get rid of its dry branches in return of a good deed.
Are you serious? I will not dirty my clean hands and my pretty fit for your dried branches, no matter what.
And she walked ahead. A little further, she came across a dying vine which asked her to plow near his roots in return of a good deed.
Under this burning sun, I will not dirty my clean hands and my pretty feet for your dying roots, no matter what.
And she walked ahead. A little further, she came across a broken oven which asked her to mend it in return of a good deed.
I will not dirty my clean hands and my pretty feet, no matter what.
A little further, she came across a well which asked her to clean her in return for a good deed.
You are a well of water. Clean yourself. I will not dirty my pretty hands on my pretty feet, no matter what.
A little further, she came across a dog who asked her to bathe her in return of a good deed. But the girl ran away screaming, she will not dirty her clean hands and her pretty feet, no matter what. A little further, she came to a house and asked if she could stay the night. It was the house of the seven fairies. Just like before, the fairies offered her to stay there for a year and clean all the six rooms.
But remember, do not enter the seventh room.
The girl agreed. Every day she would wake up and clean all the six rooms. But shortly, curiosity got better of her, and she entered the seventh room. It was dark inside, and instead of gold and silver coins, there were frogs and honeybees. They stung her so bad that she was bruised all over. Without waiting for the fairies to come, the girl ran away from the house. On her way back, she found the dog covered in pearls. She ran behind him to grab a few strings, but the dog was gone. A little further, she found the well she had refused to clean. As she bent down to get a drink of water, the water slipped further down to go out of her reach. A little further, she found the oven she had refused to mend. There was fresh bread and cake near it, but when the girl tried to touch the bread, it burnt her hands. A little further, she found the vine she had refused to plow. She was very thirsty, but the vine did not let her have a drink. A little further, she found the tree she had refused to help. It was full of green leaves and fresh pears. But as she tried to reach the pears, the tree grew taller to go out of her reach. The girl then walked away. Back home, her mother was standing at the door, hoping to see gold and rubies. But her daughter returned, covered in bruises, with her clothes all dirty. "You see now, laziness doesn't pay you anything. Only a humble and honest heart will be rewarded. You have no place in this house anymore. You must leave." The wife and the daughter left the house. The father and his diligent daughter then lived happily ever after.